following paid program is furnished by Dr. Steve Pettirudi. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi. Join Dr. Pettirudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pettirudi.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Dr. Steve Pettirudi here with Shannon on a beautiful Saturday morning. Thank you for tuning in and listening to us. We're going to be talking today about, well, about living 120 years and some of the elements that are going into that equation. And we're going to have a guest during the show, Dr. Tom Morgan will be joining us. And part of our conversation will turn to the state of the treatment of chronic pain. You know, living 120 years is a realistic goal. We first have to start with the scientific reality that we can get to 120. And more importantly, we can take our youthful energy and vitality with us. After all, what's the point of living to be 120 if you're not feeling good? So that ties into the chronic pain topic. So I'm watching the Olympics and enjoying watching these athletes perform at such extreme levels. It makes me think about exercise and about fitness and about longevity. I find it interesting. They did a study looking at marathoners, and they found that if you match marathoners for their lifestyle and their body weight, they don't live as long as folks that are the same as them, however, do not run the marathon. It's kind of interesting. Now, I'm not saying that a couch potato is going to live longer than a marathoner. However, when it comes to exercise, we have to acknowledge that it puts a strain on our body, that it creates a free radical surge. And if you've been listening to the show, you know that certainly free radicals are a component of corrosive and accelerated aging. And folks that do that at an extreme level, they pay a price, especially if they're not replenishing themselves with antioxidants. So I find it interesting. You look at Sports Illustrated does a series at the end of each year about athletes that have left us. Kind of a farewell eulogy for the great athletes. You look at the ages that these folks pass away at, not that extensive. I should say their lifespans are not exceptionally long. In fact, some of the people that live the longest, when you look at longevity, are conductors for an orchestra. Now think about that, a conductor outliving a marathoner. They have a moderate degree of exercise. They're moving that baton around like crazy. They have an intellectual connection. They are socially connected, and these are some of the elements that go into longevity. So when it comes to exercise, the question is, what's the dose? I mean, I do not like to do aerobic exercise. I enjoy weightlifting. That's kind of fun. So I wanted to know, for my own purposes, what is the absolute least amount I need to exercise so I can not die? And it turns out that the bulk of evidence points to about 30 to 40 minutes of interval training, going kind of fast and slow. And that when you go beyond that level, you don't gain a commensurate amount of longevity with it. In fact, you may even be leaving time on the table. The same thing holds true for weight loss, and that is the dose is about the same. Well, certainly, you need to stay fit to live your longest life, and you must get there with your hormones intact. I'm going to share with you a story from a patient that I saw recently that highlights the controversy and the misunderstanding and the lack of information surrounding hormone replacement therapy. The Women's Health Initiative came out around the 1980s and put a scare into everybody because the headline read, "Hormones cause cancer," period. And everybody ran for cover. It led to what I call the lost generation. An entire generation, perhaps two, of women whose health was sacrificed out of fear and ignorance. You will either replace your hormones or you will suffer the consequence. Here's what's going to happen. Write it down in ink. If you don't replace hormones, you will age more rapidly. Your bones will thin more rapidly. You will lose vertical height. Vaginal health will corrode. It will atrophy. Mucus will go away. Urethral health will be compromised. with an increased risk of infections. Mental sharpness goes down. There are more testosterone receptors in your brain than any other organ in the body. Consequently, you need testosterone to be at your best mentally. In the new era, that's the one that is upon us now, we have the option to change how we age and to live longer. So I saw my patient. She's been with us for a while. She is now in her late 50s, and she's lost 50 pounds. She's on testosterone, bioidentical. She's on bioidentical estrogen and progesterone, and enjoying the best vitality she has had that she can remember. So she happened to go to her GYN doctor for a routine follow-up, and the doctor was put back. "What are you doing?" she said. "Why are you doing these hormones? Don't you know they're dangerous?" And she said, "Look at me. My hair's gray. My skin's wrinkled. I have this belly fat. That's normal. That's how you're supposed to age." "Really?" says who. "That's how you're supposed to age unless there's a better way." I'm going to draw an analogy here. Imagine the era when we could not treat cataracts. And then we found out a way to resolve the problem. And yet there were holdouts. People were saying, you're supposed to lose your vision. That's normal aging. No. We have better technology now. We don't have to lose our vision. We don't have to watch our bones shrink. We don't have to watch our energy leave the building. We don't have to surrender to increasing abdominal obesity. In fact, to do that is to willfully accept subordinate health. There was a study that came out in 2008 that put some clarity to this issue. It's published in the journal Breast Cancer Research and Treatment by Dr. Agnes Fournier and colleagues. It's called the Fournier Study is how it's referred to. They wanted to know, is there a difference in breast cancer risk between different forms of hormone replacement? And what they found was that there is. That is, if you combine testosterone with progesterone, not Provera, not the artificial junk, but testosterone with progesterone, that it had a neutral effect with regard to breast cancer. We don't quite know what effect testosterone will have. Those studies are still yet to be done. But the early feedback from clinicians seems to indicate that there may be a decreased risk with the use of testosterone. So there is always an element in medicine, what we call risk-benefit analysis. What's the risk of doing something? What's the benefit? When it comes to the hormone replacements, doing them in a bioidentical fashion with a knowledgeable clinician. Do not rely on a doctor who's getting marching orders from a pharmacist or from some other source that they themselves are not initiating. That's indicative of a lack of fund of knowledge necessary to navigate through the pathway. Replace your hormones in a balanced, bioidentical way is a element of longevity. It's not the whole thing. You have to keep your brain young. You have to keep your arteries young, your immune system strong. These are things that we're going to be covering over the course of our journey together. But at the foundation of it is your quality of life, and those hormones are a component of it. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we have Dr. Morgan with us, and we're going to pivot our conversation to enhancing the quality of the moment and avoiding pain. This is Dr. Pederuti, Intellectual Medicine. Talk to you in a moment.
You hear him here and watch him there. He's here, there, and everywhere. It's Rhode Island's anchorman, Gene Valicenti. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9 on WPRO.
Hi, I'm Joe Procuris, co-owner of the Kitchen and Countertop Center of New England. In the past several years, we've become the area's leader in kitchen and bathroom remodeling. What makes us the leader? Our knowledgeable and friendly staff. Coupled with our start-to-finish method, we handle every part of the process for you. All the design, demolition, electrical, plumbing, carpentry, and flooring. We even fabricate and install your countertops. And speaking of countertops, we offer the area's largest selection of hand-picked granite and quartz. We can remove your old tops, install your new ones, and handle all your reconnections. And you must log on to our website, kccne.com. KCCNE has the largest portfolio of completed kitchen and bathroom remodeling projects, all installed by KCCNE. The Kitchen and Countertop Center of New England, 1120 Eddy Street, Providence, Rhode Island. Look for the big black sign from Route 95 at the Thurber's Ave curve and see us online at kccne.com. Again, That's KCCNE.com.
Hi, this is Steve from Water Filter Company. You know, nobody wants water that has contaminants in it like chlorine, fluoride, bacteria. Nobody wants brown stains, green stains, rotten egg smell, colored water. Nobody wants hard water or the dry skin, dingy-looking laundry, dull straw-like hair it creates. Nobody wants hard water scale to build inside hot water tanks, resulting in higher fuel costs or low water pressure or low hot water. Nobody wants corroded, leaky pipes, rotted hot water tanks, and the high plumber costs to replace them. Nobody wants to bathe their kids in questionable water quality. Nobody wants to pay their water bill and then have to buy bottled water. Yet, somebody listening still has bad water symptoms, and nobody listening has to. So if you're that somebody with bad water, then call Water Filter Company and become a nobody, because nobody with a Water Filter Company system has to worry about bad water anymore. Just call Water Filter Company. Are you worth making a one-time investment for a lifetime of safe, clean water? Call Water Filter Company at 1-800-698-0068. 1-800-698-0068.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-400-3906. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-400-3906. That's 1-800-400-3906. 1-800-400-3906.
Williams & Stort Real Estate presents the Real Estate Insider Show, Sunday mornings at 10 on WPRO. Join host Paul Zarella, Rhode Island's most trusted real estate advisor. Paul will answer your real estate questions and provide you with up-to-date information on an ever-changing industry. Real Estate Insiders is brought to you by Home Loan Investment Bank, the law offices of Lepizera and La Procina, and Arrestapest. Real Estate Insiders with Paul Zarella, Sunday morning at 10 on WPRO.
Now, back to Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pederuti. Call in now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hello, gangs. Dr. Pederuti, I am back. Well, you know, it's always quality over quantity. That's true whether you're ordering your meal, eating ice cream, or the length of your life. I have on the line with me Dr. Tom Morgan. Dr. Morgan and I go back many years. He's one of Rhode Island's leading experts in pain management. However, I will give this caveat. Do not look him up and try to call him and make an appointment. His practice is now at a place where he operates in a consulting environment only, and he does not see nor treat patients for chronic pain. So he's going to be sharing with us some of his experience and some of his knowledge. Good morning, Dr. Morgan. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Dr. Pederuti. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's fantastic having you on the show. You know, you and I have had a lot of experience together managing patients and sharing their care and trying to help them through the real hardship of chronic pain. And it's occurred to me that these poor folks, they don't bear visible signs. Haven't you found it the case that their chronic pain is often looked at suspiciously by doctors, pharmacists, and others because they look okay? You know, it's not like there's a visible wound, and yet they hurt every day.
Yes, I think that's pretty characteristic for many patients, particularly in the chronic pain category, which means that there's no malignancy or underlying cancer. So, but looks can be deceiving. There are many neurologic disorders, multiple sclerosis being one of them, that where the patient looks just fine, but inside and with examination, they are not. So you can't be, you know, first looks doesn't give you a diagnosis of why that person has pain.
When it comes down to it, it's a function of believing the patient is being honest and representing what they're feeling and believing what they're feeling, attempting to treat it. Now, I remember when there was a time we were being chastised as a profession for not taking pain seriously enough. And we were being told to evaluate pain with every client, every patient who came in, that it was considered, what was it, the fifth vital sign, I recall?
That's correct.
Yeah, the fifth vital sign, right? What's your pain level? I can remember going to medical education lectures where they were telling me, you know, titrate upward with those opioids. If a patient's pain is still there, give them more, because pain is the enemy. The medications are the ally in treating it. And then we shifted. And I know you've observed the arc that I'm describing. I wondered if you could, for our listeners, take us through the time when we went from, doctor, you're not treating pain well enough, to, doctor, if you treat pain, I'm going to have you arrested. How did that happen?
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's the key word is evolution. It's interesting that in the 70s and 80s, there were such breakthroughs in medical science that diagnosis, pharmacology, diagnostic testing, the science of medicine was at the forefront. And we were always told back in those days, do not give opioids, that this was a potential problem for patients. Pain and suffering somewhat on the back burner because of the breakthrough in science. And then the 90s, we had the decade of the brain. And I mean, major breakthroughs with science, not just with the diagnosis, but the diagnostic testing, MRI, CT scans, and those types of things. So that occupied our mind. And treating pain and suffering, although a part of medicine, wasn't really at the forefront in terms of knowledge base. And for me, a real changer, game changer, was when I was a resident and a heart attack victim came in with absolutely the most excruciating pain, and he was evolving a heart attack right in front of our eyes. And we just started loading with morphine, and it was like I still remember it to this day. Pain became more of an issue, I think, to look as a fifth vital sign, probably in the 2000s and beyond to where we are now. And it really, it has to do with this so-called fifth vital sign. The problem with it is pain is not a vital sign. Pain is a symptom. It's subjective. It's emotion. It's feeling. It's not objective. So it really wasn't very accurate to call it a vital sign, because blood pressure is a vital sign. Temperature is a vital sign.
Right. Those things can be measured and are undisputable.
Exactly. So when that fifth vital sign came into place, we took it to heart, and we're going to treat pain and suffering. But I think along the way, we sort of lost some track with when you treat patients, which is some of the things you mentioned, which is the number one thing is diagnosis. The number two is if you're going to employ treatment, what's its mechanism of action, and then the risk to benefits. And I think the opioid aspects of pain caught up with this, particularly with chronic pain. It's still a very effective treatment, and to my way of thinking, needs to be used, but we need protocols and guidelines, and that's it. Sorry for the long-winded answer.
Well, looking at particularly opioids and pain, I'm going to paint a scenario of a patient who has a herniated disc with degenerative changes of the lumbar spine. And when they take their opioid pain medicines, they function well and the pain is under control. Let's say this patient is taking, and I'll give an example that I'm thinking of from my practice, is using a consistent dose of opioids every day and has been that way for years, and yet has visible, objective pathology of the lower back. That patient is otherwise medically stable and is enjoying an acceptable quality of life as long as the medicines are in place. Should a patient like that consider going to surgery with the hope of getting off of pharmacotherapy? Particularly now, let's focus on back surgery. So where would you, what are your thoughts regarding that kind of scenario, hypothetically?
Yes, I think that is a common scenario. And, you know, the old adage is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And frankly, medical management for chronic back pain, including opioids, as long as that patient is monitored, and that's the key, and the doctor is knowledgeable and has that patient so that you're helping guide them. Medical management of chronic back pain, secondary degenerative disc disease, and disc herniation is a good non-surgical approach. Surgery, which stands to this second part of your question, back surgery, in my opinion, can be effective, but it should not be done just to treat somebody's pain, because it's a definitely more aggressive approach.
Right.
It can be effective, but it has to be pain plus something else on their examination that would be objective.
So in other words, if somebody is having back pain, that's not in and of itself an indication for surgery.
Correct.
What other things would be? You're talking about muscle weakness, nerve damage to the lower extremities. What other things would tip the scale?
Yes, and so those would be objective findings. So what you would look for in with the complaint of pain is where is the strength of the extremity. So it's, like you said, the herniated disc with pain down the sciatic pain down the leg. So you find muscle weakness, loss of reflexes, and loss of sensation with maybe some weakness and unsteadiness.
Dr. Morgan, when did OxyContin hit the scene, and how did that change things?
Yeah, that was really a breakthrough drug initially, and I'm going to say back in the I'm going to say 2000, 1999, 2000. And the interesting aspect of the OxyContin was it was formulated into a delayed release capsule, which has become very fashionable and oftentimes very effective. And what it would do is prevent this yo-yo effect of patients having to take opioids for their pain every 2 or 3 hours and giving them a much smoother release.
But I was going to say, did that instigate the surge in addiction, or is that a coincidental phenomenon? Dr. Morgan, I'm going to ask you to reflect on that for one moment. Can you stay with me? We're going to do a commercial break.
Okay.
All right, great. We're going to take a short break. We're going to Doug Lizette from the Seascape News Center. I'm Dr. Pedretti with Dr. Morgan. We'll talk to you in a couple minutes.
Good morning, Doctor. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says short-term housing and food assistance is on the way to victims of the catastrophic flooding going on in South Louisiana. FEMA will pay for hotel rooms on a 30-day basis for folks. Hopefully that will be long enough. Many of them are staying in hotels and shelters after their homes were flooded out with some very deep water. 4,000 people in shelters in Louisiana due to flooding. A parasite believed responsible for a huge fish kill has prompted Montana wildlife officials to indefinitely close 180 miles of the Yellowstone River and hundreds of miles of other waterways. All fishing, rafting, and other activities are closed in the Yellowstone Park. The parasite is not a danger to humans, but is killing off the fish. And Massachusetts' highest court has ruled that prosecutors can examine a cell phone owned by former New England Patriot Aaron Hernandez for possible evidence in his upcoming double murder trial. Hernandez gave the phone to his former attorney when he was being investigated in the 2013 killing of Odin Lloyd. WPRO Sports, it's the Red Sox by 8 runs over the Tigers with a final of 10-2. They'll play again at 7:10 in Detroit. Yankees shut out the Angels 7-0, playing again on the West Coast at 9:35 this evening. The Paw Sox lose to Scranton Wilkes-Barre 7-4. Next game in Scranton at 7:05. From the Seascape Yard Guard Weather Center, our exclusive AccuWeather forecast. Sunshine today with some patchy clouds around, a high of 82 degrees. Patchy clouds and more humid tonight with a low of 62 degrees. And tomorrow, breezy, humid again. Intervals of clouds and sunshine, a high of 80 degrees on Sunday. And from the New England Truck Solutions Traffic Center, here's your Burger King regional traffic now with Dave Gardner. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Doug. Beach day today, so expect some slowdowns in the usual spots down there. Route 4, North Kingstown by the lights at West Allenton and Oak Hill. Otherwise, though, nothing major to report. The bridges look good down there. Providence highways are okay, including 95, 146, and 44. Things are okay up in northern Rhode Island and Blackstone Valley as well. And that is your Burger King regional right now. Traffic at Burger King right now. They got the mix and match going on. You choose from the extra long cheeseburger, original chicken sandwich, and extra long fish sandwich. sandwich. Any two for just $5, only at Burger King, where taste is king. I'm Dave Gardner on WPRO.
News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO, along with WPRI 12, Eyewitness News, presents Newsmakers and Executive Suite. Join us Sunday nights at 6 as Tim White hosts in-depth interviews with Southern New England's top politicians and other newsmakers. Then at 6:30, join host Ted Nisi as he showcases emerging businesses, interviews business leaders and owners, and highlights local business trends. Newsmakers at 6 and Executive Suite at 6:30, Sunday nights on News Talk 630 at 99.7 FM, WPRO.
If you're suffering with sleep apnea, please stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Transcend, the world's first mini CPAP that travels easily to let you sleep comfortably everywhere you go. Right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free and enjoy 10 nights of quiet, rejuvenating sleep. But to take advantage of this special offer, you must call minicpap.com now. 1-800-600-1568. Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound, giving you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. So if you want to enjoy the freedom to sleep restfully everywhere you go, don't miss this special offer. Call minicpap.com now for your 10-night in-home trial. 1-800-600-1568. That's 1-800-600-1568.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really. Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
GEICO presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hello, everybody. I am back. This is Dr. Steve Pedderuti here in the studio with Nick behind the glass and Shannon along with me. We have on the line Dr. Tom Morgan, and we're talking about chronic pain with a focus on the use, abuse, and history of opioid use for chronic non-malignant pain. Dr. Morgan, thanks for sticking around.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, we left off talking about OxyContin in particular, and The question I have is, did OxyContin contribute to and add to the opioid addiction we are now seeing, or is it just being blamed for it and doesn't have so much to do with it? Talk us to a little bit about the introduction of that drug and what you've seen.
Yes, as I mentioned, I think it was really in practice or started around the late 90s and certainly into the 2000s. And it was designed to be a slow-release form. And what I think was that its intention was good, so that if you take an 80-milligram OxyContin, that is long-acting OxyContin, which is what OxyContin is, that's equivalent to 16 5-milligram Percocets. And, if, of course, if that were released all at once, that would be a problem. Well, the problem with the OxyContin was the way it was formulated, it didn't have tamper resistance to it. So that means that if someone got a hold of an OxyContin 80 milligram on the street, for example, that they could crush it, use it, and be equivalent to taking 16 Percocet with nothing to inactivate it.
Right.
They have since reformatted, as they have with a lot of these long-acting ones, so that the minute someone tries to disturb the capsule, it becomes inactivated and non-functional. But back for at least, I'm going to say 8 years, it didn't. As a result, when people would take that drug or steal it, it would become a good street drug.
Right. So that had sort of unique value, dollars per tablet, if you will, in street use, but certainly hydrocodone or Vicodin or oxycodone or Percocet, those have been manipulated and diverted to street use for many years as well. It seems they're just not as valuable because they're not as potent.
That is exactly right. You know, right. To get the 16 or so tabs. I also have a sense that the slow release formatting, certainly with the older OxyContin, just didn't. It was supposed to last 12. Many people would last 6. Some would last 8. So there was trouble with the formulation. And in that way, I think does contribute to, you know, perhaps a physical and addictive issue. So,
right. Well, we were talking before about the situation of somebody with chronic arthritic pain who is well managed, stable on their opioids, and the fact that that would be an acceptable clinical outcome, that they would not feel obliged nor compelled to have surgery done in order to improve their pain. Now, it's been my observation through listening to my patients over the years that doctors are less willing to prescribe opioids and certainly are very uncomfortable supporting a patient who has a chronic pain need with ongoing opioids. Have you noticed the same thing? Are doctors backing away from a willingness to engage and treat with opioids?
The answer is absolutely yes. Part of that is because it is a work-intensive treatment. That means that the doctor and the doctor's staff with the forms and things has to stay on top of patients who are on opioids. So it's an every 4 to 6 week visit, make sure things are fine, make sure that the pain agreements are
right.
In check.
But isn't it true that beyond that, there's also the fear of state consequence if one of their patients does something untoward with the drug, or they're perceived not to keep up with the ever-changing requirements of monitoring and documentation? I've seen doctors have adverse consequence for treating pain with opioids. I've not seen a doctor have an adverse state consequence for ignoring pain and not treating it.
Yeah, I you know, it is somewhere in the middle there, and you're right. The boards can suggest some punitive issues. I think if they are educationally based and try to teach and provide education so that we all sort of are following some guides, that would be good. There are always going to be people that are outside the guides,
right?
And I think it can be helpful. And there's also on the other end of that where it can be overly punitive as well. So.
Sure.
It's somewhere in the middle. I think guides are the answer and education.
Hey, we have about a minute left, and I was wondering if you could educate our audience about the difference between addiction and dependence when it comes to pain and opioids.
Yes, I think the what you find with treating chronic pain patients is that over time they require more dosage. That's because the receptor sites in the brain become used to a certain level. And they will come to your office and want an increase. And that might be a flag to you, say, well, maybe they're addicted. But really, if they're a good patient, they follow the rules, they've done the agreement, that's a sign of chemical, physical dependence that does require adjustment. Addiction, you can oftentimes spot right from the get-go. Those are those patients that are psychologically not right. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, they're ones that maybe have some personality issues. They're always those somewhat difficult patients. That should be a red flag that they may have some behavioral issues that contribute to addiction. Addiction is a psychological aspect of treatment of pain, and you certainly, because you want to get a better feeling, and that type of thing. So they are two different states, and you can certainly recognize them in the office.
Well, Dr. Morgan, this has been enormously educational. Thank you for all your years of great service to Rhode Islanders and patients. I know that you personally have alleviated pain throughout your career, and today you were able to educate our listening audience. So Thanks again. It was great having you on the show, and we'll be back, folks, after this short break. I'm Dr. Steve Pedderuti, and this is Intellectual Medicine.
More traffic reports than ever before. Vic Edwards, Robin Murphy, and Rich Teeter. Bringing you in and taking you home.
95 southbound through downtown Providence.
I'm busy but moving.
Depend on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM. WPRO.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-600-9523. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-600-9523. That's 1-800-600-9523. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-600-9523.
Hello, this is Steve Silver, General Manager of Courtesy Mitsubishi. It's Courtesy Mitsubishi's more sale. More discounts, up to $6,000 off. More savings, prices start at $39.95. More value, Mitsubishi has been voted as America's best dollar-for-dollar value. More gratitude. Why lease when you can own a 2016 Outlander Sport from $159 a month? It comes loaded with more style and tech features than ever before. Find 2016 Outlander ESs from $199 a month. Top safety pick for the third year in a row. Completely redesigned with over 100 improvements. More incentives. There's 0% APR financing for 84 months. More lenders. Ready to say yes with credit approval. Yes! More convenience. Online 24/7 at MitsubishiMA.com. And located on Route 1 at the South Attleboro Pawtucket Line. And always remember John's belief.
If you bought anywhere else, you pay too much.
Plus tax, title, rate, and got fee of $349. Must qualify for all insurance. 84 months, $35.99 down, and 1.9% APR with a minimum FICO of 740. 10 years, 100,000 miles, includes Browser, Evolution, and
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Now, back to Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pedderuti. Call in now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
I am back. It's Dr. Steve Pedderuti. I'm here with Shannon in the booth. Thanks again to Dr. Tom Morgan in that fantastic segment. So I've been doing bioidentical anti-aging and hormone replacement therapy for a long time. And I've been doing medical weight loss for a long time as well. Now, Shannon, in our experience together, when we put people, let's say men, on testosterone, does that belly fat just magically evaporate?
Oh, it really doesn't.
Well, you mean if I take a pill, I'm not going to have surges of testosterone and my belly's not going to disappear?
I heard that it just magically melts away.
Come on, but it does. People, listen. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. I can tell you this is a complicated and difficult thing to do. The hardest thing you will ever do in the scope of medicine is permanently and durably treat weight loss. It is absolutely the hardest thing. It's easier to treat cancer. Anyhow, we're talking about chronic pain, and we're talking about its manifestations and treatment, and certainly the responsible use of opioids does have a role to play. However, there are so many other variables with regard to pain. In the Pedderuti Center, we look at pain from its global perspective. And the global perspective means if your back hurts, then it is not simply adequate to focus on the back. You need to look at the entire body. Now, Shannon, do you remember the case of the woman who came to us preparing for knee replacement?
I do. Double knee replacement.
Yeah. Fill me in on that. Just kind of for our listening audience, a quick overview.
So she was in her late 50s. She was about 300 pounds. Nicest woman. And her orthopedic surgeon wanted her to lose a little weight before she got the surgery done. It was scheduled in about 6 months. So over the next 6 months, she delayed her surgery for a couple more months. And after about a year, she was actually down 100 pounds. And she felt so good that she canceled her surgery. She stopped taking any pain medication because she was now at a more healthier weight for herself. And
what a great outcome. Mm-hmm. That was fantastic. Needless to say, we do not get a lot of referrals from orthopedic surgeons, do we?
We don't, no.
But here's the story. You might think, well, sure, that makes sense. There's less weight on the knee, therefore it hurts less. Well, so often I've heard patients say to me, doctor, I have bone-on-bone arthritis, implying that the condition is terminal, that it's irreversible, and that there's no other option but a surgical one. When you go after chronic pain in multifaceted ways, and that is, number one, you've got to be at your best weight. And it's not just because of the physical demand of the extra weight. It's because fat cells release cytokines, which are pro-inflammatory chemicals. They attack the cells of your body like little pieces of sandpaper on a cellular level. They make everything hurt. Your back aches, your arms ache. Oftentimes, this phenomenon is described or can contribute to the condition of fibromyalgia. It absolutely amplifies all forms of pain, be they chronic headaches, back pain, or arthritic pain. So by reducing fat cells, you're reducing inflammation on a systemic and a cellular level. Another critical moment, if you're in chronic pain, you are in need of stronger antioxidant therapy. Free radicals are created by stress of chronic pain, and those free radicals attack your cells like those little pieces of sandpaper I'm talking about, corroding them on a cellular level, sucking the energy out of them. Good health connects to good cellular health, connects to appropriate free radical control and antioxidant use. In our center, we use inhaled antioxidants, intravenous antioxidants, and in some cases, oral antioxidants, all combine to reduce pain, control the weight, reduce free radicals with antioxidants, and build muscle. If there's one consistent finding in research studies when it comes to pain, particularly pain due to arthritis, there's a correlation between muscle strength and decreasing pain. You look at a skeleton and you realize how flimsy it is until you pack muscle around it. Put muscle around the knee, put muscle around the back, and this ties into the hormone treatment path. Chronic pain, in our experience, also interferes with the pituitary gonadal axis. That is the brain's ability to create hormone levels within your body. Testosterone levels go down. Fat goes up. As the abdominal fat increases in men in particular, testosterone levels plummet further. You end up on that downward spiral, increasing free radicals, increasing body weight, decreasing fitness, decreasing muscle mass. The pain escalates. Folks, you're on the slide into misery. You must peel out of that. That's a prelude to disability. If you're hearing this message and you're suffering these symptoms, we need to put the fire out and reverse course. And it can be done not necessarily with a surgical knife, although I will admit sometimes surgery can be helpful, yet it's only a piece. You must put in the muscle. You must get rid of the free radicals. When you do that, you've got your best shot at the least amount of pain. And if you do need opioids, they can be an asset responsibly given. We'll be back in a few minutes. I am Dr. Steve Pettirudi with Shannon. This is Intellectual Medicine. Thanks for listening.
The voice of Southern New England, WPRO. and John DePietro.
Panhandlers are everywhere. Do you have a story about panhandling?
Me and my buddy are going to the mall, and four little girls come by. They can't be more than 12 years old. So to embarrass my buddy, I say, have you girls got any spare change? One girl says, no, I'm sorry. Another girl says, no, and the third girl says, get a job, you bum.
The John DePietro Show, weekdays 9 to noon, after Gene Valicenti and before Matt Allen on WPRO.
WPRO presents the 8th Annual Ocean State Business Expo, Thursday, September 29th at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Warwick. The Ocean State Business Expo is the premier event dedicated to supporting the growth and development of our state's business community. If you'd like to display your business at the expo, call Susan Latai of Discover U Events at 769-1325 or email Susan at discoveruevents.com. The Ocean State Business Expo, September 29th at the Crown Plaza in Warwick.
Newstalk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents The Coalition. It's a weekly discussion of all sides of local, regional, and national news, politics, and current events. Join PO Taxpayer for a free-ranging conversation, plus your phone calls about an ever-evolving political landscape. Listen to The Coalition every Saturday at 6 p.m. on Newstalk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO.
If you currently use a CPAP system, I've got an important question for you. Are you sure you're keeping your CPAP system clean enough? Like, really sure? A dirty CPAP system is a perfect breeding ground for germs. Put that mask on, and they've got a direct line to your body. Talk about a fast way to get sick. Fortunately, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes. To introduce it to the world, they want you to try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-600-0831. SoClean eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. Supplies are limited, so don't wait. Call 1-800-600-0831. 1-800-600-0831.
Hello, this is Steve Silver, General Manager of Courtesy Hyundai. Don't miss Courtesy Hyundai's more sale. More selection. Compact, sedans, crossovers, SUV, premium and luxury. More options. Courtesy Hyundai cars are loaded with today's top technologies. Right now you can drive a 2017 model Elantra SE from just $79 a month. Find new 2016 Hyundai Sonatas from just $89 a month. Get more for your trade. Push, pull, or drag it in. Courtesy Hyundai will give you $4,000 for any trade. $4,000. More warranty. All new Hyundais come back with Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And only Courtesy Hyundai will double it to 20 years or 200,000 miles. Get more out of your car buying experience at Courtesy Hyundai. Located at 939 Newport Avenue in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, exit 2A off 95, or online at CourtesyRI.com. And always remember John's belief.
If you bought anywhere else, you pay too much.
$4,000 limit one rate. 36 complete for $29.95 through time. Includes rebate plus tax, credit, and license. Stock $25.95 equity fee. Financial proof credit.
The Decision America Tour with Franklin Graham is coming to the State Capitol Building in Providence on Wednesday, August 31st, and you can be a part of it. The rally starts at noon. All the details are at DecisionAmericaTour.com. That's DecisionAmericaTour.com.
Now, back to Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pederuti. Call in now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Pederuti. I am back. This from an NPR news story declaring that the level of lead in the water that is acceptable to the EPA is, quote, misunderstanding regarding its safety, end quote. That from Jeff Cohen of the EPA. The current threshold, folks, is 15 parts per billion of lead in the water. Does that mean that if it has less than 15 parts per billion, it is safe? Well, the answer is no, not necessarily. After all, lead doesn't belong in the body at all. It is a pure toxin. And we do not know what threshold level will damage your brain. We do know that it is a brain-killing heavy metal. According to Jeff Cohen of the EPA, he said, quote, the goal of the rule is zero, end quote. And the reason why the threshold was set at 15 parts per billion is not because it is safe. It's because technically it was feasible to get lead down to that level without costing too much money. Therefore, you cannot accept the standard saying, well, it passes EPA. That means nothing. There was a recent story about lead in the water fountains in a school being above the level, and they ascribed it to the fountains not being used enough. How, really? You got to flush the lead out before you can drink the water? You think your kids are going to pay attention to that? We know that lead in children lowers IQ, not only causing mental retardation in an extreme form like Flint, Michigan, but damaging IQ. How do you know if a 140 IQ kid would have been 150 without lead, or 120 would have been 130? And what about us? What about adults? Well, it correlates, folks, with high blood pressure and kidney damage. Levels as low as 5 micrograms per deciliter can lower IQ, cause high blood pressure, cause kidney damage. Now, we're listening at the Pedderty Center. We're passionate about protecting brains. The brain does not regenerate very well at all. You must protect it. And if it's damaged now, it'll show up in 20 or 30 years with dementia and cognitive impairment. Now, at the Pedderty Center, we have declared September to be Lead Awareness Month, and we're offering a special to test blood, not blood, but to test your total body storage of chronic lead. That requires a urinary test with provocation to pull the lead out so we can see what is there. Shannon, how much does that cost anyhow? $149. And what do they get for that?
What is inside their body?
So what they're going to get is the chelation itself. That's the thing to bring out the lead.
Of course.
Then they're going to get the lead test itself.
Correct.
With a multi-page color report that will show them how much lead, cadmium, mercury, aluminum, and other things are in their body.
That's right.
So that's available, folks. Stay well. Keep your brain healthy. I'm Dr. Pedderuti, thanking Dr. Tom Morgan and Shannon and Nick behind the glass. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great week.
Time for the latest news, traffic, and weather from the WPRO Seascape News Center. WEAN FM Wakefield.